Welcome back to another Hilchos Pesach Shiur, and today we'll discuss the halachos of Erev Pesach Be'ezus Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch, beginning of Siman Tov Samaches, paskins that oisim melacha be'erev Pesach mechatzoyis v'lamala m'sham t'maisoy. Someone who does melacha after midday on Erev Pesach, we put him into cherim, and even for free, it's also to do melacha after chatzoyis, after midday. And Mizrura says, what's the reason? The reason is because since that's his man, when in the time of Beis Hamikdash we shechted the Korban Pesach. And the day you bring the Korban Pesach is a Yom Tiv. So therefore, it's also Malacha, of course, like a Yom Tiv. And you know, Zman Azeh, unfortunately, we don't have a Korban Pesach, but they still kept the Issa Malacha. Rashi and Pesach, on the other hand, says a little different reason. He says the reason is, we want to be ready, we want to have time to prepare for Yom Tiv, to get ready the Matzis and the Beer Chametz. We want to make sure we're all ready. Therefore, we don't do any Malacha after Chatzos. And now, giving them two reasons, the difference in two reasons would be, if it's Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, so what about the Friday before that, 2 days before Pesach? So if you learn the reason, it's Rashi, because you have to be ready for Mitzvah Hayoyim, so you have to do that on Friday, you have to be off on Friday. But if the reason is for Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach is actually brought on Shabbos, when the Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, so then you would not apply that reason, and next year, Matzah Shem, when it's Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, you have to handle if there's an Issa Malacha on Erev Shabbos. And the Mishmeru says, if someone does malacha, in it rayis simen bracha. Now, what type of malacha exactly is asr? So, we're in the Ramah, that a malacha gemura is asr, which means a real malacha, that's asr. For example, to sew new clothing, that would be an example of a malacha that's asr. But the Mishmeru says, to fix old clothing, which means if you have to sew something that ripped, or you have to sew on a button, that's mutter on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, after midday. Even though chol hamoed, it's asr to sew on a button, but here, if it's a tzarech mayid, Erev Pesach, it's mutter to sew a button. It's more kuladik than chayil mayid. Mishbura writes also that kibos, which means laundry, is aser after midday. That's considered a malacha gemura. And therefore, to do laundry, it's aser after chatzos, after midday. Therefore, you should tell the women that after chatzos, no more laundry. But if you put it into the machine before chatzos, that's fine. Even though most of the laundry is being done after chatzos in the machine, since you put it in the machine before midday, then that would be fine. And it's also mutter to put the clothing into a dryer after chatzos. That also is not considered malacha gemura. It's not a problem. What about ironing? So it depends. If you're ironing to get out the creases, something got crushed, that's not called a ma'aseh umen. That's mutter on Erev Pesach. Masha inkein, if it's to make pleats, which is a more of a ma'aseh umen, more of a professional type of way of ironing, that would be asur on Erev Pesach after midday. Now, polishing shoes, even though there's a discussion in the Pesachim, ma'aseh, it's mutter to polish your shoes after midday in Erev Pesach. Now, Mishmura writes that it's asur for a Jew to take or give a haircut from another Jew or give a haircut on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Why is this considered malacha gemura? What about cutting your nails? So, chatchila you should cut your nails before Chatzos, but if you forgot, then it's mutter to cut your nails yourself after Chatzos. What's the reason? Because the Bashar Tzion explains that even in Chol HaMoed, there are some shittos who hold that it's mutter to cut your nails. We pass in Lamaisa, if you're not, you didn't cut before, you can't cut a Chol HaMoed. But since it's a machlokes, so Erev Pesach, which is more kuladik, we allow you to cut your nails. So you can't give or take a haircut after midday, but you can cut your nails if you forgot to do it before Chatzos. Now, what about if someone forgot to shave? Is it mutter to shave if you've got to shave before Chatzos? So Pashas would be aser. But the Arlet Tzion, that's Rabbi Tzion Abashal Zatzal, Taina Rechidish, he says that since shaving your beard is something you usually do yourself and you don't pay for it, so that's not called a malacha gemura as much as a haircut. A haircut, you usually go to the barber for a haircut. But since shaving you do yourself and you don't go to a barber for that, therefore it has a din of not a malacha gemura, and therefore he wants a taina, it's mutter to shave. So this is a big chiddush of the Arlet Tzion, but lechari, you can be soimich on the Arlet Tzion, v'shas adchak, someone forgot to shave, is it coming to the Yontav Menuvel? You can be soimich b'shas adchak gadol, that if you've got to shave, he can be soimich on the Arlet Tzion, but you definitely should try to shave before chatzos and not get into the shiloh. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, what about with a guy? You have to have a non-Jew do work for you on Erev Pesach after chatzos. The halacha is on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to have a non-Jew do work for you. A non-Jew cannot do laundry for you on Chol HaMoed. But what about Erev Pesach? After midday, could a guy do malacha for you? So the Shulchan Aruch brings down two days. Says Yeshvi she'oyser afil adei nehudi v'yeshvi she'matir. But the Ramah says v'chenu aminik to yematir, and that's the halacha l'mayis. Mishmuru says even in the bayis of Yisrael, it's mutter to do malacha adei a guy. So therefore, if someone didn't take a haircut before chatzos, he could go to a goyish barber, a non-Jewish barber, in order to cut his hair. Even though the Mishmuru b'avarns, you masiyei a little bit, you're moving your head this way and that way. He'll help you out a little bit. He says it's still mutter, and since it's be'ikr, ayidei a goy, but he says ayidei Yisrael, it's also. You cannot get a haircut from a Yisrael, Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. And therefore it comes out also, since you can do Aydei Egoi, that's partially that laundry is mutter after Chatzos Aydei Egoi. Aydei a non-Jew, the clean lady is allowed to do laundry after midday, as long as done with a non-Jew, then it's mutter and it's not a problem.